something since. But as it seems that some feel the Cressip Rifle Club, which is near the Spring Ridge area east of the city of Frederick, am I right? It's located between a city gun range and a state gun range. It's a private club, but it's rented from city property. Is that right?
It is a not-for-profit charitable club, 501c3 organization, and they're located between the city's municipal range, which is used by law enforcement, and Monocacy, which is a privately owned club.
Right.
Right by the water treatment plant.
Yeah, by what they call the watershed, sure. And I guess that the conversation began as the mayor being reached on issues that they're having or problems they're trying to deal with and not getting much response. Now, I'm not clear exactly what the issues might be.
Well, that's a good question because we're not really clear what the issues are either. The city came to my client and presented them with some information. The information and the demand letter alleged some safety-related violations. My clients then, of their own volition, closed the club in an attempt to investigate, these allegations. We hired two different experts, one from the range technical team at the National Rifle Association and one other expert who's an independent expert who has testified and been retained as an expert in over 300 different court cases. Neither of them were able to find or substantiate any of the basis from what the city said were safety violations. My client's club has a clean safety record for the almost 100 years that it's been in existence. They take safety as their primary concern, which is why they voluntarily closed the club. But the most troubling thing that we've had throughout this whole process is we've continually asked for a meeting to get more specific information as to what they're saying these safety-related problems are, number one, and number two, to see what we can do to correct them if there are any safety issues.
But so I'm a little confused. So this is not being settled because the club did do a check on the safety violations that were questioned, but the city is saying that, no, you haven't done enough of a check?
We've asked for a meeting. I've personally asked for a meeting in at least three separate emails and letters. I know my clients have asked for meetings to sit down to try to understand what the issue is. And the problem is, frankly, that it's been a moving target every time we've asked for specific information. We've talked to experts. The city's provided us no information with regard to any experts that they've reached out to. They've provided us no information to go on. I mean, our experts provided us some best practices, suggestions. Hey, do this here in this part of the range, do that there in that part of the range to bring the range to the best possible level it could be. But in terms of the allegations, what little information we had, one expert actually said it what the city alleged happened violated the laws of physics.
Huh.
And the problem is, frankly, that my clients are all taxpaying members of, Frederick City and County. They're all, former law enforcement, former military, and this is a charitable institution. I mean, they do a tremendous amount of work for the community in promoting safe and effective use of firearms, but they have Boy Scout events there. They have they sponsor a junior Olympic shooting team. It's really bothersome because all we're asking for is a meeting. And frankly, we haven't reopened, since May 4th, since we voluntarily shut down at the city's request. And, we think that, really that this should have been resolved long ago. And that our, the best practices, I don't even know what to even tell you. I mean, I've never seen a situation where a city government has refused to sit down and have a meeting to sort of clarify some of these issues.
Well, we'll be happy. We have the mayor in here from time to time, and we'll be happy to ask him directly about it. So at this point, the club is closed, and but obviously hoping to reopen. Do you know the source of any of the complaints? Caller 2 suggested it might be from the neighbors.
It, it may very well be from the neighbors, but I can tell you it's not Monocacy.
Gotcha. All right, sir.